Indiana Senate set to decide casino expansion under House Bill 1038. Indiana lawmakers in Indianapolis are preparing for a final Senate vote on House Bill 1038, a measure that could authorize a new casino license in Northeast Indiana. If approved, the bill would open a competitive bidding process requiring a $150 million application fee and at least a $500 million regional investment from any operator. The decision carries immediate implications for casino operators seeking market entry, local governments eyeing new tax revenue, and existing license holders monitoring competitive shifts. New license structure alters original plan. House Bill 1038 has evolved significantly during debate. The initial proposal centered on relocating an underperforming gaming license from the Ohio River region. However, a heavily amended version approved earlier this week instead creates a pathway for a new license derived from an unused horse racing permit. That adjustment ensures the Rising Star Casino in Rising Sun can continue operating in Southeast Indiana, avoiding displacement while still enabling potential expansion elsewhere in the state. For the broader Indiana gaming market, the amendment represents a structural compromise that balances preservation with growth. The new license would target Allen, DeKalb, and Steuben counties as eligible locations. Each county presents distinct economic considerations, but lawmakers have paid particular attention to geographic positioning near state borders. Strategic push from Steuben County. Officials in Steuben County have actively lobbied for inclusion, arguing the region's location at the intersection of Interstate 69 and the Indiana Toll Road provides a rare opportunity to capture out-of-state gaming dollars. Local leaders often refer to the crossroads as the Golden Crucifix, highlighting its proximity to Michigan and Ohio. From a market standpoint, the pitch is straightforward. A well-placed casino could redirect consumer spending currently flowing across state lines. For operators, that positioning could translate into access to multiple regional customer bases without entering oversaturated urban markets. Lawmakers supporting the bill have emphasized that cross-border revenue capture remains a central economic rationale behind expansion. Investment requirements raise the stakes. The financial thresholds embedded in House Bill 1038 are designed to limit speculative bids. Any prospective developer must commit to a minimum $500 million capital investment in addition to the $150 million application fee. Those figures signal that Indiana intends to attract established operators with substantial balance sheets rather than smaller entrants. The debate over House Bill 1038 unfolds as state leaders consider broader gaming growth. Lawmakers are also advancing a separate proposal that would authorize Indianapolis's first downtown casino, potentially extending gaming into the state capital for the first time. A $500 million build would likely include gaming floors, hospitality components, and ancillary amenities intended to position the property as a destination rather than a standalone casino. For local communities, that scale of development carries potential job creation and infrastructure implications. For competitors within Indiana's existing casino market, it introduces a significant new asset that could reshape regional revenue distribution. Debate over voter referendum. Despite momentum behind the bill, some lawmakers continue to advocate for a mandatory local referendum before any license is finalized. Their argument centers on ensuring residents in the host county have direct approval over casino development. Supporters of a referendum frame it as a safeguard for community input. Opponents counter that adding another procedural layer could deter investment and delay economic benefits. As the Senate prepares for its final vote, the outcome will determine whether Indiana moves forward with controlled expansion or reopens negotiations. For operators tracking regulatory signals and investors assessing Midwest gaming markets, today's decision in Indianapolis may mark the next phase of competition in the region. The uncertainty reflects a wider policy divide in Indiana's gaming landscape. Lawmakers remain split over whether to prohibit or regulate online platforms, with an ongoing debate about Indiana's sweepstakes casino regulation battle adding further complexity to the state's gambling framework.